start an argument. This is Giselle with Let's Start an Argument, brought to you by Lieber Brothers Limited, makers of Surf, the suds that gets clothes sweet and clean. On this program, we argue for all we're worth. And for that matter, the arguments themselves are worth $5 and a giant package of Surf, the prize that's given for each argument that's used on the show. And each day, this prize is doubled for the Daily Double. Yesterday, remember, we left you arguing about when women first got the right to vote in Canada. And now, here we're back with the answer. The Dominion Elections Act of 1920 gave women the right to vote in Canada. So it was not until after the First Great War that every person, male or female, was qualified to vote. That sends $10 and two giant packages of Surf to Mrs. C. Lehman of McFarland Lake, Ontario. Surf, you know, gets out hidden dirt that other suds leave in your clothes. Gets clothes sweeter because it gets them cleaner. Now for today's arguments. When you sit down for a game of bridge or rummy, have you ever wondered where the deck of cards was first used? Where do the cards come from? Italy? Spain? France? That's what Mrs. Julia Dekoff of Slocan City, British Columbia, would like to argue about. King, Queen, Jack, where did we get them? The moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life are free. The stars belong to everyone. They gleam there for you and me. The flowers in spring, the robins that sing, the sunbeams that shine, they're yours, they're mine, and love can come to anyone. The best things in life are free. The moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life are free. The stars belong to everyone. Gleam there for you and me. The flowers in spring, the robins that sing, the sunbeams that shine, they're yours, they're mine, and love can come to anyone. The best things in life are free. Our present deck of cards with the four suits, diamonds, hearts, spades, and clubs, came from France. Before that, the French took over a deck of 78 cards from the Italians and pared the deck down to 52. As for the first country that played cards, well, that's still anybody's guess. China, Egypt, Arabia, and India have all been given credit. And some say the Crusaders brought cards to Eastern Europe, while others say it was the gypsies. Well, that sends $5 and a giant box of Surf to Mrs. Julia Dekoff of Slocan City, B.C. Have you tried this latest wash day trick? Try rinsing just once with a little Surf in the water. It keeps clothes sweeter, longer. Now let's leave the bridge table and step outside for our next argument. C.B. Passmore of Montreal wants to argue about which animal is called the Old Man of the Sea? Is it the whale, the sea otter, or the polar bear? On the outgoing tide, I know that you're leaving today, and my tears will be a part of the sea that's taking you, darling, away from me. But they can't take my dreams, they can't
If heaven has meant you for me, for me, I know I will sail at your side someday on the outgoing tide.
The sea otter is called the Old Man of the Sea. He wears a bristly mustache and stiff side whiskers. Those who know him say that he uses his paw to shield his eyes from the sun. Isn't that cute? So the whiskers plus the human touch earn for the sea otter the nickname of the Old Man of the Sea. $5 and a giant box of surf go to C.B. Passmore of Montreal for his question. For everything from overalls to underthings, for work clothes and children's clothes, even for lingerie and stockings, the answer to wash day problems is surf. Surf is the suds discovery that gets all your washing whiter, brighter, and sweeter, too. Now, how about a scientific argument just for variety? Mrs. G.T. Bremner of Edmonton, Alberta, would like to start an argument about the difference between an ultraviolet ray and an infrared ray. That has something to do with the spectrum, hasn't it? Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend. Without a song. That field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn will be deserted now. A man is born, but he's no good no how without a song. I got my trouble and woe, but sure as I know the Jordan will roll, I'll get along as a song is strong in my fall. I'll never know what makes the grass so tall. I only know there ain't no love at all without a song. An ultraviolet ray is at the opposite end of the spectrum from the infrared ray. Both are invisible to the naked eye. Ultraviolet rays are used in the treatment of rickets and some other diseases of the bone because they activate a substance present in food and in the skin which produces the vitamin D required for strong bones. Well, that argument sends $5 and a giant box of surf to Mrs. G.T. Bremner of Edmonton, Alberta. Mrs. Bremner, have you had to dry the wash indoors lately? With surf, you know, that isn't any problem. Your surf clean clothes smell sunshiny, outdoor sweet, even if dried indoors. Try it and see. Win, draw, or lose, it's fun to argue, and as we say on this program, it pays. $5 and a giant box of Surf to the center of an argument that's used on the show, and double this prize for the Daily Double. So send us your pet bone of contention. In case of duplication, the first letter open is our choice, and all letters open become the property of this program. Argument number four today is from Bertram King of Beta Verde, Newfoundland. And he'd like to argue about who was the first person to swim the English Channel. Not many of us can remember back that far. We may have missed the headlines, but perhaps we can remember the name. Who was the first person to swim the English Channel? I don't want you, but I hate to lose you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. And I forgive you, 'cause I can't forget you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I can run it back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue. Know that I miss you, just can't forget you, devil and the deep blue sea. Captain Matthew Webb holds that title. He swam the English Channel in August 1875, and it was a case of if at first you don't succeed, because it was the second attempt for Captain Webb. On the first try, the water was too rough, and he had to be taken out after more than 6 hours of swimming. On the second try, though, he made it in 21 hours and 45 minutes. Well, that sends $5 and a giant box of Surf to Mr. Bertram King of Beta Verde, Newfoundland. Here's the latest wash day trick. Even without rinsing, Surf gives you the cleanest wash. But one quick rinse with a little Surf in the water helps your clothes keep their sunshiny, surf-clean sweetness longer. Surf washed, Surf rinsed, Surf clean clothes are sunshiny, white and bright, fresh air sweet, even if dried indoors. Now it's time for the Daily Double. Most of our everyday postage stamps bear the head of the king. But has the picture of a Canadian ever appeared on one of our stamps? Well, that argument was sent in by Mrs. A.E. Pilson of Fredericton, New Brunswick. And we're leaving it with you to argue about until tomorrow. If you get stuck, there's always the stamp catalog. Let's Start an Argument is brought to you Monday through Friday by Lever Brothers Limited, makers of Surf, the suds that leave clothes sweet and clean. This is Giselle saying goodbye for now. I'll be back tomorrow at the same time, same station. And don't forget our Daily Double for tomorrow. Has the picture of a Canadian ever appeared on one of our stamps? Well, this is Giselle again saying goodbye until tomorrow with Let's Start an Argument.